If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
For those of you that have been following my mad crush on Lisa Bloom, civil rights attorney of the Bloom firm for many years, right up until she Lisa Bloomed me, which has now come to mean marry a man instead of me. You know, it's taken time for my heart to heal. I've recovered. We are now at a new place in our relationship. You know what that is? Every little girl, Vanessa, remembers the first time she was jingled by Stephanie Miller. So romantic.
There's a girl who knows the law, and Steph loves talking to Lisa Bloom.
Sigh, hair twirl.
You really did that.
Isn't it romantic? It's almost as romantic as Wed Woses.
Oh, Stephanie, I love you so much. That was hilarious.
Oh, good morning, Lisa Bloom. All right.
Good morning.
I just feel like we should have a cigarette now, and I don't even smoke.
A candy cigarette.
Okay. Exactly. Oh, my God, like we're having a slumber party.
Sugar.
All right, listen.
You're old enough to remember that song. You're old enough to remember candy cigarettes.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
All right. I mostly was excited about your new jingle, but also you're kind of in the news. So let's talk.
Both Vanessa and I have lived in Redondo Beach, L.A.
Uh-huh. There you go. So if Fox News has hired a law firm to investigate the Bill O'Reilly sex harassment claims, but as you tweeted, you say many corporations have independent investigators look into sex harassment claims. Fox News uses the law firm that defends it. So
right. This
does not inspire confidence in one, does it?
This is a massive conflict of interest. Look, Fox News can hire attorneys if they want to. There's nothing wrong with that. Just don't call it an independent investigation.
And thank you.
I've been up against this law firm in previous cases against Fox News, and their job is to discredit women and circle the wagons and protect the company, right?
Right.
So, listen, Wendy Walsh, my client, for those who don't know, and he asserted a sexual harassment claim against Bill O'Reilly. We've been talking about it for about a week and a half. She's not asking for any money. She hasn't sued. She just wants accountability. And Fox News said, hey, nobody's ever called our hotline. So I thought, okay, great. We'll call the hotline. So we did that last week. We got a call back. They said they would investigate. You know, they're not doing us any favors. They're legally required to investigate once they get a complaint. So
right. They're
doing it. And yesterday we sat down for a 2-hour-long phone call where they grilled Wendy over every little detail and every little fact of her story. And that's fine. And she answered all the questions and she did a great job. And now the ball's in their court. But, you know, given that they've had 5 other women complain of really egregious sexual harassment, like phone calls with Bill O'Reilly while he was supposedly masturbating, that didn't get him fired.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I'm not sure that this one will either.
With some sort of sex toy up his butt. I'm sorry. I don't mean to get too detail-oriented for you.
Wow.
Okay. Sorry. I'm a stickler.
A philosopher.
I think of myself as your paralegal.
Yeah. Right.
Why is my phone so sticky? Oh, wait. I remember.
Ew.
Anybody who fantasizes about a falafel in a shower, I don't know where you go with that.
Well, what girl doesn't like several layers of her epidermis rubbed off in the shower? That's hot.
Yes.
That's foreplay.
By fried chickpeas.
Right. Okay, Lisa. So the other thing is he said, like every other prominent person I've had. I'm like, really? Name one other journalist that has had 5 sexual harassment claims that have been settled for $13 million.
Walter
right?
Cronkite. Right. No.
No.
Right. Okay. Even Sean Hannity, who, you know, I don't agree with on any issue in the entire world. You know, he has a great reputation as a family guy, a decent person to work with, treats people well. Shepard Smith at Fox News, same thing. I've heard from people, you know, I've heard from a number of women, and, you know, these guys have a great reputation. It's only O'Reilly.
Right, right. Well, and you said, I'm sure most sexually harassed women don't want to talk to Fox News lawyer and because they're gathering evidence against them. And right. You say, let's be clear, the Paul Weiss firm has an ethical obligation to zealously represent the interest of Fox News. They're not independent, as you were saying. They are the same firm, though, that was hired to investigate Roger Ailes' charges, right? And he's gone. So, you know, do you feel like at some point the evidence is just so overwhelming Go ahead.
Yeah, they are the lawyers for Fox News. I don't think they were hired to investigate Ailes. They were hired to protect the company. They put out this ambiguous statement about a year ago that, oh, we're assisting in the investigation. They're representing the company. And so they reach out to women who make complaints, and they say, we want to talk to you. Of course, listen, when I'm suing somebody, I would love to talk to the other side without the other side's lawyer present. And, you know, most of these women who have lawyers, they're not willing to do that. Roger Ailes is gone, though. You know, we thought that dragon couldn't be slayed. It was. Thank you, Gretchen Carlson. You are fabulous. And I think Bill O'Reilly is going to go down as well because, you know, Wendy and I are not done. We're just getting started.
Well, and Lisa, this is, I mean, you know, but trust me, as I know in this business, I mean, when you've lost 60 sponsors, that's kind of the ball game. But, I mean, the one thing that I saw, his ratings have gone up, unfortunately, in the wake of this, though. The problem, I mean, the difference with him and Ailes is an on-air personality that is generating that kind of money for a company may be tougher, don't you think? I mean, Rush Limbaugh, I tried to say, you know, when this whole boycott Limbaugh thing, I tried to say to progressive groups, you're not going to get rid of him. He makes too much money for the, and they've heard him, but you know, I'm just curious whether you think this time is different than the last time with O'Reilly.
I do think he's going to go. I think, first of all, he certainly should be fired. He would be fired from any other company. I think Fox News and its parent company, 21st Century Fox, are just thumbing their nose at women day after day. I mean, this is appalling that women in the workplace would have to put up with this. And so I'm right now, when you called, I'm working on a complaint to the State Division of Human Rights in New York, which is the state agency that's supposed to protect the rights of all people in New York, including women. And they have the power upon their own motion to investigate workplaces. And I'm calling upon them to do that because most of the women have signed confidentiality agreements, so they can't talk unless they are subpoenaed. The State Division of Human Rights has the power to subpoena women. And I know of a number of other women who have called me who are afraid to come out publicly, but who would be very happy to cooperate confidentially in that kind of investigation. So I think we really need the state agency to get in there and clean house.
Mm-hmm. I would have given anything to be a fly on the wall in Lisa Bloom's living room when Trump defended O'Reilly on the first day of Sexual Assault Awareness Month that the president declared.
I mean, can you believe these guys? I mean, I think that Trump is making our entire country into a hostile environment for women. I mean, he's so disgusting. Have you noticed, by the way, that no women are coming out defending O'Reilly like we usually see in these stories, not even current employees? We don't see some woman who's scared for her job at Fox News coming out and saying, I think he's a great guy. He's wonderful to work with. You know why we're not seeing that? Because he's a tyrant.
Yeah.
He's a bully. I mean, by all accounts, he's a horrible person to work for.
I had a friend, that used to be a reporter on Inside Edition back in the 80s, and he said he's always been a jerk. I mean, he's just, right.
I mean, I've personally experienced it. I've been in green rooms with him where he just blows up out of nowhere. He has this, you know, these lightning-fast mood swings. You know, men can be so emotional.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have to hope, Lisa, maybe I'm a little happy-clappy, but I just feel like this whole misogynistic patriarchy is going to meet karma soon. As somebody said, if you thought Hillary was a bitch, where do you meet karma? Because Ailes is gone. Trump could be going down, and I honestly believe, O'Reilly will too, but what I'm saying is I think the Russia thing is going to bring Trump down as well.
Well, I think it will. It is my personal mission to bring down Bill O'Reilly. I have represented too many women against Fox News. I'm very proud to represent Wendy. I'm talking to other women against Bill O'Reilly. And I'm telling you, this story is not going away. He needs to go. It's going to happen.
And you and your mom represent half of these Trump accusers. Yeah. I mean, there must be such a sameness to these complaints and to these misogynistic jerks.
Right. So I represented four of the women who had accusations against Trump. But, I mean, sexual harassment is the primary area of practice that I do, and I represent many women in cases that don't involve celebrities or presidents, and it is always the same story. It's almost always women who are sexually harassed. They kind of put up with it. They ignore it. They hope it'll go away. They hope it'll blow over. It doesn't. Eventually, they speak out. They say no to the guy, and then they get fired.
Well, you even made
that's the part of the story that's so important. Is our careers are so important to us. It's not just a couple of words or a wink. It's losing a job, and our jobs are just as important to us as men's jobs are to them.
Right. And Lisa, you made a, actually speaking of, you know, similar cases, you made an analogy. You said it's Fox is like the Bill Cosby of, right, of like this corporate. Yeah. I mean, there's a different version, right? That's our Hollywood version.
Over and over again, dozens and dozens of women, according to the New York Times, New York Magazine journalists who really dug into this story, women get sexually harassed there and nothing happens. I mean, they are the Bill Cosby of corporate America. It's absolutely appalling. And, you know, this shouldn't be a right or left issue. This should just be an issue of respecting women in the workplace. What happens to family values?
Lisa, I always think that, whether it's Trump or O'Reilly or Cosby, I just think this shouldn't be partisan. Don't all men have wives and daughters and mothers and people that, you know, they would care if they're treated this way?
Yeah, but I will say I think most people are appalled and most people are supporting Wendy Walsh and me in this battle. We've gotten a lot of love. Wendy was very scared before she came out publicly. I told her I stand with you. We're going to do this together. And she's gotten an overwhelmingly positive response. You know, she gets a couple trolls. Everybody does. But for the most part, as you say, men, women, everybody has said, you go, girl, we're very proud of you, thank you for doing this. And she's really found her voice, and she says, I'm speaking for all the women who can't speak at Fox News because of the confidentiality agreements.
Yeah.
So she really feels that responsibility. And she, you know, this is what happens when we women, when we stand up for ourselves, when you walk through the fire, you get very strong and empowered, and you feel like you can do anything. And that's where Wendy is right now.
Yeah. Well, this girl is on fire. And I mean that in a good way about you. Listen.
Aw, thank you.
When I said I want to be a fly on the wall in Lisa Bloom's living room, I meant that I was hoping that it would be our living room and I would actually be in there with you. But that didn't work out. And yet,
oh,
I love you,
Stephanie.
And your husband. Love him.
I like how you coughed that out.
All right. Keep fighting the good fight, my friend.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. There she goes. There she goes. Freshly jingled. All freshly jingled and ready to begin her day. Would that technically be sexual harassment? Could she technically have a case against me if she didn't like me?
Slightly. Maybe keep 100 feet away.
She wants it. Okay.
Jingle.